framework.
Terrence Ford, aka Godframe, is an artist, producer, and youth speaker who believes that music is more than a collection of sounds, but a tool that God can use to change lives. It was music that first helped Godframe realize who Jesus was, and he was not a made-up fairy tale. He said, "My mom raised me in the church, so I was always around gospel music." He also went on to say that, "I remember being 8 or 9 years old and sitting in a choir rehearsal, and out of nowhere, the lyrics of one of the songs just hit me right in my heart." He went on to say that he doesn't remember the words of the song, but he remembers the Lord saying something like, "These words are true, and I love you." The next thing he knew, he was crying uncontrollably, and everybody in the church thought there was something wrong with him, but he was just overcome with joy. I tell you what, in the interview I had with Godframe, I could tell when Jackson would ask his questions, there was joy that poured out through his answers. Godframe's music is more than just a collection of sounds. It's an inspired message from God. Follow him on social media at Godframe. I hope you enjoy the interview. Now, I always tell my son, Dad's not going to talk all the time. So, you know, he does the interview, Dad does a bit of talking. So, but one of the things he and I were both asking ourselves is, where did you get the name Godframe from? And how did you stick with that?
Yeah, man, it's a long-ish story, so I'll try not to make it too long for you guys. But basically, you know, when I was younger, when I first started kind of rapping, beating on buckets outside, I grew up in the country, so me and my cousins, you know, we would beat on the buckets outside, you know, in my nana's front yard, and we started freestyling. I was about 12, 13 years old, and, you know, I just came up with this random name, Mixmaster 212. That was my old stage name. Right? You laugh, right? It was goofy. Didn't make any sense. No significance. And it just came out of my mouth one day. And so when I got to college, the Lord just really just radically changed my life. You know, it was really where I grew up in the church, but it was one of those things where God just kind of just gripped my heart. And I really began to be on fire for him and be like, man, you know what? He's freed me from an addiction to pornography in that year that I had been dealing with for a long time. And I was like, you know what? I want to mark this moment. I want to, you know, really make this a pivotal moment in my life. So I changed my name, prayed about it, fasted, did the whole thing. And the scripture, Genesis 1:26, just kept popping up. And that's where God is saying, you know, hey, let's make man in our image and in our likeness. And so that just stuck with me, and it really solidified that, you know what, I am made in God's image, and that means so many things. So I kind of try to like put it together, like, okay, how can I make that a name? Like, I'm made in the frame of God and the image of God, God frame, and it just kind of God frame just came together.
Almost like the framework, huh?
Yeah, I saw that, the framework. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Did they do that for me?
Well, you know, we knew, you know, if it was prophetic, you know, we're going to have this interview, you know what I'm saying? So we're saying that sense of music is the framework of everything that we do, you know, and so God's got to be in there too. So it's got to be the framework. So,
yes,
you know.
I love it.
All right, let's kick it off with the first question.
Let's do it.
Why did you choose to do Christian hip hop?
Oh, man. Why did I choose to do Christian hip hop? That's a great question. Honestly, I tried when I first started making music, I was like 12, 13. I tried to just make, you know, just music about some of everything, right? Girls at school, just, you know, just goofy stuff. And it didn't stick. Like, I was never good at it. And, you know, even a few years ago, I kind of considered like, man, maybe I should branch out and do more mainstream type music. But honestly, I'm a Christian. And that's infused into my whole lifestyle. And so that's what I know how to talk about. I know how to talk about the Lord because I love the Lord. I know how to talk about my Christian experience because I'm a Christian. And so that's just kind of, I just figured like, hey, I'll just keep making Christian hip hop because not that anything else is wrong with any other type of music. I just got to be true to me. And that's just what comes out of me. I'm good at it.
Oh yeah. They said they wanted a trap song. Nah, I'm lying. I wanted a trap song. Yeah. I'll just do a bunch of weird ad-libs in the background, like it's a mumble rap song or something. That's what it's not. Remember thinking I was grown, had a fever, thinking I could do it on my own. I don't need ya. Sitting on my throne, I was king, yeah. Thought I could rule the world, I was dreaming. That's when I met you, Lord, you came to my rescue. Everything changed with the price you pay and the life you gave. I don't get you, like, why you wanna love me? You know I'm screwed up, took that cross, now I am free. Hallelujah, look at me new now. No longer a fool now. Grace and your mercy be followed me. Call up me family. You have adopted me. I am in love with you because you love me. Burn the bread when I'm hungry. Breathe life to my dead body. It never cost me nothing. Finally, I've been found. Stop that funeral. I'm no longer bound. Got that new hope. Walking in this grace and I refuse, yeah, to go back where I came from in that tomb, yeah. Hopped up out the grave, feeling right. Grace done got me saved, thinking high. That's the price he paid, now I can fly. Devil committing murder, but I'm alive. Devil committing murder. Let's get one thing straight right now. I am not my savior. How? Jesus, holy, blameless, wow. Took the wrath of our God down. And I don't deserve his love, cause I ain't good enough. Even if I lived a perfect life, I'm still a scrub. Sin price couldn't pay for it. My heart was full of disease, in desperate need of a savior. Y'all know about me, I had naked women dancing on my phone. So gone. If you ask me then how to get to heaven, I don't know. Ever since I put my sin to death, I'm alive now. And I know just where I'm going when I die now. I can't take credit for none of it. I am not naturally good. I am a human. I am a doofus. Can we get that understood? Put in work, but it ain't enough. Boy, it ain't on me. Christ died. Christ rise. That's what set me free. Hopped up out the grave, feeling right. Grace done got me saved, thinking high. That's the price he paid, now I can fly. Devil committing murder, but I'm alive. Devil committing murder. Devil committing murder.
If you weren't making music, what do you think you would be doing?
Ooh. I used to want to be a professional chef. And I kind of had this whole dream growing up where I was like, man, like I grew up playing the saxophone in band. Shout out to all my band nerds out there. Stay in band. It will get you scholarships and pay for your college. It's great. So I grew up playing the saxophone and other instruments. And my dream was, you know, during the day, I'm going to be a professional chef, work in my restaurant. And then at night, I'm going to go find some, you know, jazz club and play my saxophone all night. So if I wasn't doing music, I'd probably be doing that.
What were some of the first artists you listened to?
Ooh, that's an easy one. The first artists that I listened to when I first discovered that Christian hip hop was a thing, Flame. I think that was, he had the first CD I had of his was Rewind. Lecrae, of course. I think the first one I had from him was After the Music Stops. Who else? And The Truth. You know, the big uncles in the Christian hip hop space. Those were the first guys that I grabbed hold to, and I was like, what? You can rap about Jesus? Like, what is this? And I just fell in love with it ever since.
Does something inspire your lyrics?
This is gonna be kind of a cliche answer. You know, what inspires the lyrics? Everything. Everything inspires my lyrics. I have learned that, you know, I'm not really a metaphorical rapper. You know, you got some guys who could just make fun songs, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's catchy. They're not really deep. They're just something fun to listen to. I've tried that. I'm not that good at it. What I'm good at doing is telling stories, whether they're my stories or stories that I've heard from people. You know, they'll DM me, hey, Godfrey, I'm going through this, or, you know, my family or my friends. You know, those stories are infused through all my music. Just about every song tells a story. And so that's where my inspiration comes from. It's just life, man.
Did your family support your idea of making music?
Yeah, they, you know, my family has supported me ever since I first started banging on pots and pans when I was a toddler trying to make music. I think, you know, I'm one of the few musical people in my family. So there wasn't, growing up, there wasn't much of a path laid out for me. You know, nobody knew to tell me, hey, if you want to be successful in this, do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. They just said, hey, we got you, baby. Whatever you do, just go on and do it. You know, do it with all your heart. Go ahead, baby. And so I just kind of had to figure it out along the way. But yeah, I have their support, and I'm so grateful for it.
When did you release your first song?
Oh, when did I release my first song? That's a tough one. Because when I first started releasing music, Apple Music wasn't a thing. Spotify wasn't a thing. It was all, you know, still on the CD. And, you know, I'll probably say, let's say like 2002, maybe 2003. So, you know, 18 something years ago, I don't know. It's been a while, and
it sounds crazy when you said, when you put it 18 years ago, I was like, oh, right. You think 2002 wasn't that far. It's like you put the numbers.
Right. When you, right. I still feel like the year 2000 was like 5 years ago, but it wasn't. And I remember, man, I my hustle was so crazy back then. I would, you know, I didn't have money to go and get CDs printed and copied and all that stuff. And so I went to Walmart and bought a 50 pack of blank CDs and, you know, the little printout sticker that you can, you know, print out your own labels. I ain't even have printer ink. So what I did was I took the stickers off, kind of stuck them on the CD, and I just autographed it as if that was the cover art. And then I would get the blank jewel cases from Walmart too, slap that all together, and kind of, you know, cut out little white pieces of paper to go as the insert, and just kind of autograph that too and say, yeah, this is, you know, it's minimal cover art. And I would just try to sell them bad boys at school, man, and out of my lunchbox. And that was a fun time.
Hello. Let the dancing begin.
Okay, number one and two, sword 3350, control still 570, box 3350, cabin 34. Number one ATU's 3850, number two sword 3900.
You gon' be alright. You in the place now. You got Chris now. So put a smile on your face. Let's get down. Cast all your cares on him. You ain't come to just stare, homie. What kind of church did you think it is? You should've known you was coming for deliverance. People all around, when you hear the sound, don't be looking around. Move with me now. There's only one king you can bow down. Now put your hands in the air right now, cause tonight I just wanna dance. I'm a nice guy, so don't make plans. I can take you to a place you can go when you're feeling low. Make you fly high, Peter Pan. Oh,
we gon' have a party. You can leave your problems. Move like this. Move like this. We ain't worried about nothing. Flying high above it. Move like this. Move like this.
I ain't worried about it. I'm about to dance. I ain't worried about it.
What age group do you want to influence?
What age group do I want to influence? That's actually a really good question. When I first started out, I was kind of gearing toward, you know, teenagers and middle school kids. But recently, you know, I've really been praying about it a lot. And Laura's been showing me that a lot of my music, you know, it can go for the teenage crowd, but it's really geared more toward young adults. And even looking at my data, my demographics and all of that stuff and seeing who's really consuming my music and my content, you know, it's people 18 to 24 year olds. And then even sometimes 24 to 35, kind of in that range. And so I'm really just trying to be more intentional about, you know, what are young adults dealing with? What are teenagers, you know, what are their challenges? What are their triumphs? And how can I speak to those things in my music and my content to just kind of help them along in life?
Who inspired you to create music?
Who inspired me to create music? This is going to be another cliche answer, but I'd say Michael Jackson. He was the, you know, I think he was the first artist that I remember seeing growing up and realizing like, oh, he's a musician. He's an artist. And you know, learning the moonwalk in my socks, you know, across the kitchen floor. And I'm sure every little kid has that story, right? That was the first time where I just became infatuated with the fact that someone could make music. So, that was my first taste of it.
Do you love what you do?
I do. Oh, man, I do. And even I love making music. It's actually one of the million things that I do. In life, I run a creative agency that I started a few years ago. So I do that on the side. Then I've got a full-time job where I do creative content for a marketing team. And so I realized not long ago that, you know, music is not the thing that is paying my bills right now. It may not ever be, and that's okay. I've realized this year alone that, man, I just enjoy doing it. I'm just doing it for fun, doing it to inspire people. And that really takes the pressure off where I'm not trying to, I used to try to, you know, chase Grammys, chase accolades, chase awards. And, you know, I get upset when my streaming numbers aren't that high. And, you know, I had to come to grips with like, man, you know what? I got a wife, I got two kids, and we got to eat. And this rent and this mortgage got to be paid. So music isn't doing it. So let me go do these other things that are making me money so I can take care of my family and be a good steward over those things so that I can have the freedom to play around and make music and have fun with that. So I'm having more fun with it now than I ever have because I took the pressure off.
I think I said everything. Good night.
Libre. already gonna call you crazy. So if you gon' do it, go bananas. That's that real. They don't wanna hear that truth for real. They don't wanna bear that fruit and live. They really gotta know that he forgives. So we go here, there, everywhere. Give them that new Old Testament. There it is. Look in the coffin, we ain't there. Rose up like Christ, so we ain't scared. Stay high, stay high. Speak that life when we go bye bye. It's about time to become alive. Light up, light up. We here tonight. Wait a minute, I got some more. People need love, but you put them out the door. They look a little different, but it's possible. The guy was on to something when he called him. So put your pride down and fill up on the word you heard. That's a neighbor getting ready to go berserk. Cause a few words can change him. Don't be nervous. Tell him about the grace that we don't deserve.
Get your light, here we go.
Running from all your fears, yeah. That's that same spirit I ain't give to you, cause I'm here for you. Even in the darkest night, I'm swooping in to come get you. Lift your head up, I don't know what you scared of. Don't you know there's nothing I ain't ever been aware of, yeah. And you can trust me cause you'll never be forsaken. Seem like everybody else left you, but I'm staying.
I know you're lonely and deserted and you can't find your way. All your hopeless clouds are black and gray, they won't go away. When you're lost, forever, always.
Mistreating you, and that's what's been defeating you. And they're abusing you. Now you hurt and confused. You're alone and you don't know what to do. Try to get help from your friends, but they ain't worth talking to. Cause they don't know the struggle. They don't really know what you done been through. They don't know how many lonely nights that suicide sound good to you. And that's real life when you realize they ain't quite care. Feel like everybody's another heartbreak in your nightmare. But I'm right here, you don't get it, I'm right here. I know you can't see me, but I'm breathing all your life's air. Through every situation, problem, circumstance, I am